Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. Simon, you can call me Simon. What day is it today? It is the 17th of October 2012. I've got a suggestion about Octava. Octava is absolutely fantastic. But suggested topics. I don't know, because I'm so behind on my Octava. Sorry, getting boring saying that. Getting boring for you to listen to me saying that. But anyway, I'd like to offer up three Octava subjects just in case week five, for instance, is left over and available for someone to take on, or if not, if someone else is gathering Octava suggestions. Anyway, I've got some suggestions I'd like to offer. Three. First one, so this might be the 29th of October. First suggestion is a song that embodies what you don't like in music. So very contrary to, obviously we've been looking at bits of music that we like and we appreciate and all that sort of thing. But I think it would be telling to find out what people, you know, what kind of piece of music would you play that would embody what you really dislike in music. I think that would be really interesting. My second suggestion, so maybe October 30th, is a song with a mathematical theme of some kind. So maybe the words include mathematics, or maybe there's something mathematical about the music. So something to do with mathematics might be an interesting challenge for people. And then my final suggestion, October 31st perhaps, would be, tell us, it's a guilty pleasure, tell us the song, or play us the song, that you really wish people didn't know that you secretly really like. So, a sort of guilty pleasure of a song. Again, I think that might be interesting. Maybe people like Agadoo by Black Lace, or who knows what, Shut Up Your Face by Joe Dolce, or The Laughing Gnome by David Bowie. Give us your guilty, maybe it's the EastEnders theme tune, I don't know, Balamori. Yeah, anyway, those are some suggestions. Take them or leave them, but really enjoying the Octava Festival. And it's very easy to subscribe to the Octava tagged booze. Tag your Octava booze using the tags, and it's very easy to get an RSS feed from the AudioBoo website and put that into your Downcast. Very, very good indeed. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.